From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.
I'm joined now by Bernie Prizeman from Volunteer Centre West Berkshire. Hello, Bernie.
Hiya, Paul.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us along today. I really appreciate it.
It's great to see you. Tell us, first of all, what the Volunteer Centre West Berkshire does, please.
Well, the Volunteer Centre, I mean, it encompasses lots of things, Paul. You know, predominantly, it was set up 50 years ago. It's the 50th anniversary this year.
Really? I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, 50 years.
It doesn't seem like 50 years.
50 years.
Goodness me.
I wasn't around then, but it was 50 years ago that it was set up.
Brilliant.
And it matches, you know, there's about 360 volunteer opportunities on the database that we have. And we match up volunteers with local need. So it's there to support the local need of the community. We also run different transport programs within the community as well for those that are maybe less mobile. So it runs a whole sort of host of different things and opportunities for other charities as well to, you know, help them if they're setting up with training and different stuff. And we're actually organising a suicide prevention training course on the 13th of June. I think I've got that date right, but it could be wrong. So we try and support other organisations by providing relevant training courses available to them too.
That's great. I've been to one of those courses. It was very, very helpful indeed.
Yeah, I went to one a couple of weeks ago. I wish I'd done it years ago because it was really excellent. Really excellent.
And it's incredible what you can do just with a few words.
Yeah.
You can help someone.
And it gives you the confidence to do that. So definitely recommend it.
Yes.
It's focusing on, you know, for young people. So really, you know, anyone working in schools, youth projects, aimed at any of those sort of people this time.
We'll get round to your website at the end so people know where to go for more information. What does your role, your community services manager, what does that involve?
Well, it's very new and I'm still learning because I've only been in the position for, this is my fifth week now, Paul. Charities changed recently. A lot of people might know that Gary Poulsen ran it for 25 years. We've now got a fantastic new CEO in place, Rachel Peters, who's coming in with lots of different ideas and stuff and thankfully recruited me. So I'm sort of overseeing the community projects like the transport that we have, the car scheme, the handy bus, and also very importantly the short mobility service that we have down in the town. A lot of people don't really realise it's there. So I'm there to sort of oversee those programmes, see where we can improve things, change things, and actually get it more widely known that we do provide those services to the community.
So tell us about the Shop Mobility event on June the 7th.
Well, the Shop Mobility event on the 7th of June, it's National Shop Mobility Awareness Day. And I've lived in Newbury now for about 13 years and I always thought the short mobility sign was just for disabled parking, right? And I think speaking to people, a lot of other people...
It's based by the W.H. Smith car park, isn't it?
We're going to have the event outside W.H. Smith's on the main Broadway and people can have a try of some equipment, short mobility, loan out equipment to local people or people visiting the area. People don't need to be registered disabled. You know, it can be someone that's had an operation in their knee or whatever else. And a lot of people don't realise that the service is there. They can borrow equipment, you know, short term or even sort of for a longer period of time until, you know, they've got their mobility back or, you know, different cases. So we want to promote that service is there, make people more aware of it. So, yeah, we're doing it from 10:30 on the 7th of June.
Sorry, just to stop you, the equipment, what is the equipment?
Well, the equipment that they have mobility scooters.
Right.
Electric mobility scooters. They're all 4 miles, so they're all adjusted for, you know, use within the town. People can take them into shops. They hire them for the day. Helps them retain their independence when going round the town. Or if somebody needs to, you know, borrow a wheelchair if they've had an accident or whatever. I believe the Red Cross used to have them locally, but I think I'm of the understanding that they've moved. But, you know, they've got wheelchairs down there that can be borrowed, you know, mobility scooters, and it's a great service to have. And it helps people retain independence, or say families have got parents or older people visiting that can't get around, you know, they can go in and borrow a piece of that equipment, and they've got free parking there for people who use their service.
That's in the multi-storey car park?
That's in the Northbrook Street multi-storey car park in the ground floor.
Right. So back to the day, sorry I interrupted you there, you said when it started.
Yeah, we're starting at 10:30. We have got the mayor coming along at 11 o'clock as well, and we are going to take up a couple of pieces of equipment, a motorised wheelchair, manual wheelchair, and we're going to have a couple of mobility scooters there, which people can have a try of and see what it's like to manoeuvre. They're quite easy. I've still got L plates on mine, but it gives them the opportunity to have a try of the equipment.
That's great. So tell me about the other things, because you said it's not just the scooters. There are other things like the car scheme and the hand bus scheme.
Yeah.
Tell us about those.
Well, that's part of the overall, the volunteer centre that we operate at. Yeah, we run the community car scheme, which a lot of people do use, and it's designed for people who, you know, aren't able to use public transport to get to medical appointments, you know, hospital appointments at places like, you know, the John Ratcliffe or Reading Hospital, which is quite difficult for, say, you know, anyone with a mobility issue to get to. And we have the volunteer car scheme run totally, you know, volunteers man the phones and they drive the cars. We are always desperate for volunteer drivers for that scheme. And we also run the handy bus, which is, again, designed for people who are maybe not able to use transport. Handy bus picks them up from the door, we'll take them to Sainsbury's, Tesco's, whatever supermarkets. They even do trips out, take them back, you know, if they've got shopping, they'll help them up with their shopping. Very personalised service. A lot of the people who use the handy bus, it's quite a social event for them, because they'll go do a bit of shopping, they'll go for coffee, so it's a kind of breaks that isolation for them as well.
And that's like a minibus, is it?
It's like a minibus, and then we've got a 16-seater and 2 8-seaters, I believe. Three 8-seaters, could be wrong, there we go. But so it's quite good, and a lot of the, you know, different charity groups use the minibuses as well to get there. You know, clients, service users, 2 different events. So, the minibus is there to be used that way as well, again, supporting the local community.
So it's not just for hospital appointments, it can be shopping, leisure events.
They prioritise medical appointments for the car scheme. That's priority right. Medical appointments, because that's where people really struggle, you know, to get to. But they do, you know, some people have partners in a care home, etc. You know, they'll take them up to allow them to visit and things like that. The handy bus tends to do, you know, the shopping trips, but it does day trips as well. Go over to Bath, the Cotswolds, going to Winchester Christmas Market. So again, it's offering that service for those that, you know, that wouldn't be able to maybe get down to a central point to get a coach somewhere or, you know, that sort of thing. So
it's quite important for people to realise that they can go quite a long way with for different things with these various schemes. I had a friend who has used the car scheme because she had cancer, and she had to go all the way to Guildford.
That's right, yeah.
And she said the volunteer driver was exceptionally patient and so forth, and they got friends with them, so it was really nice.
Yeah, they are, and it's like the volunteer drivers will wait. Obviously, they wouldn't be able to wait if someone was having an operation or anything like that. But they do, you know, they will wait for a couple of hours while your appointment's taking place and bring you back home. And it can be quite comforting for someone. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone uses the services regular, we do try and kind of keep them with the same driver so they can build up that bit of rapport.
Mm. So how can people find out more, both about the event and also the other services we've been talking about?
Well, we've got a website, which is basically, you know, www.volunteer, westbarks.org.uk, so they can find full details on there, or they can telephone the main office number, which is 01635 490004, or indeed the Shop Mobility website. Shop Mobility have their own phone number, so people can call direct to check availability. But we've got like 22 mobility scooters and about 22 wheelchairs, so we've always got lots of availability for people. And their telephone number is 01635 523 854.
And once again, the Shop Mobility event, when is that?
That is on the 7th of June.
And is that a Saturday?
No, the 7th of June is a Friday.
Friday, right.
It's a Friday.
2 days after the D-Day thing.
Yeah, Friday the 7th of June, and it's from 10:30 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon. But of course, if anyone wanted to go to look at equipment and things before that time, then the Shop Mobility is open Monday to Saturday from 10 until 3 in the afternoon.
That's brilliant, Bernie. Thank you so much for coming in.
Brilliant.
And best of luck with your job.
Thank you very much.
And no doubt we'll talk to you again. I hope so.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
More music variety right here on The Listener's Choice.
Get it right.